European Union leaders today convene an emergency summit in Brussels, where they will reaffirm their support for the United States in its campaign against international terrorism. They will also attempt to calm the world's financial markets, which have suffered significantly in the 10 days since the terrorist attacks on the United States. EU justice ministers earlier approved a measure to share intelligence information with the United States. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from EU headquarters in Brussels.
The European Union and the United States have agreed to tighter aviation security, stricter visa controls, and greater exchange of information to thwart terrorist plans. Louis Michel, the foreign minister of Belgium, unveiled the initiative during a visit to Washington with Secretary of State Colin Powell yesterday.
Together, the EU and the US must take the lead. They must be the nucleus of a strong reply. Combating terrorism is both about protecting the lives of our citizens from terrorist attacks and about safeguarding the fundamental values of our open, democratic and multicultural societies.
Back in Brussels, the EU Justice and Home Affairs ministers pressed ahead with fast-track legal procedures against suspected terrorists. Once approved, they would create unprecedented coordination of national laws. Only 6 of the 15 EU states have statutes explicitly covering terrorist acts. Ministers yesterday agreed to adopt a common legal definition of what constitutes the crime of terrorism. It would include murder, hostage taking, and the disrupting of transport and communications whose aim is to politically intimidate a country. A unified definition of terrorism paves the way for pan-European arrests. Judges would be allowed to issue search and arrest warrants, enforceable across the continent, eliminating the need for extradition. The EU is also cracking down on the financial networks that sustain global terror. The aim is to dry up the funds of such figures as Saudi national millionaire Osama bin Laden. Gordon Brown is Britain's Chancellor of the Exchequer.
There must not only be no safe haven for terrorists, but there must be no hiding place for terrorist money. That's why we've closed down one bank account in the United Kingdom already. That's why we've circulated a list of individuals which we want institutions to look at. But that's why also we want all countries, and not just the United Kingdom, to have financial institutions prepared to report suspicious transactions.
The plans of Britain and other EU countries to speed legal procedures and broaden police powers are raising civil liberties concerns. Critics question whether the EU is using the current crisis to extend its reach. But Mark Verwelgen, Justice Minister of Belgium, says society must strike a balance between being free and being secure.
One of the lessons we had to retain of what has happened in the United States is that you can go on in liberty without any control, or with a control who is not sharp enough at a certain moment. You had to make a choice. And that is what we also done with the European Union today.
EU leaders will endorse the minister's proposals at an urgent meeting today in Brussels. But one commentator noted, countries in Europe have been at war with terrorists for decades, and they've learned there are no quick victories. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Brussels.